Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. Once again, deeply in. And slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge now the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is active in our minds and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Allow your body to relax a little further and let the chair totally support you. Relax your neck and shoulders and take another deep breath in. And exhale slowly. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? There is no place where God is not. So we are never apart from God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment. For this moment in time to be together, to commune and to give thanks for your presence in our lives. We are always in God's loving presence. We are always protected, and we are always lifted up. We must turn our eyes to the hills, from whence comes our salvation. We are grateful today for the rain. Much of our country is in a drought. So we appreciate the raindrops. We appreciate all that is unfolding in our lives, for all comes to teach. And hopefully we learn. Join me on our secret place to the Most High, our journey there that we take each Sunday, a place in consciousness that we are privileged to be able to enter into at any time. We make our way to the door, and before we can enter, we must become empty. And what does that mean? That means that whatever your head and your heart is filled with right now that is not serving you, it's time to let it pass away. If there is physical baggage that you're holding on to that's not serving you and that could possibly serve someone else, give it away or let it fall away. We step through the door together, and as we do, we feel the light and life of the Christ flooding our souls, filling our minds, and then rushing out into our world to heal and bless. We take a seat. And we open up our minds and our hearts now to be fully complete in the blessings of God. Let's take the next few moments to pray and receive answers to our prayers and to become still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you have answered them, as you always do. We know that you are our help and our inspiration today, and we place ourselves and our loved ones in your precious care. For all the blessings that we receive and will continue to receive, we give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.